Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is episode 39, the late lamented update. Just the usual disclaimer here. The purpose of the podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that. So if you don't know me and you've never heard of me and you're just part of the general audience, stick around and listen or don't. This is not an enterprise that relies on a hard sell for your attention. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one and maybe number two to bring yourself up to date, at least for the beginning of 2023, before jumping back here. And this little disclaimer is getting sort of more and more out of date as we get through the year and get closer to my year-end wrap-up. Because, yeah, a lot has happened since that episode, that update number two. And some of this now that you're listening to probably requires context that you won't have if you haven't been at least sort of listening on and off throughout the year. Anyway, wow, this is the latest I've been with any update so far. My excuse was that we were on a family vacation from Friday, and on Thursday, which would have been my recording day and usually is my recording day, it just ended up being chock-a-block full of chores that I had to get done before we left Friday morning. Oh yeah, and some wrap-up on that boomer I mentioned last week. The vacation was just a short trip to Shizuoka, mainly Numazu, Mishima, and Atami. Mostly just kind of tooled around, sort of saw local sites, walked through Numazu mainly. But I'll post some photos, vacation snaps, maybe one or two arty things. You'll have to go to the show notes and click through to see them if you're not listening to this on the website, which is, if you want to just see all the episodes on the website, it's awoolner.com/updates, I think, with an S. All right. So here on with the actual updates. YTG stuff. Things are moving. Okay. Had a great meeting with Marie and Merritt for the winter mini show last week. I should mention the winter mini show is not technically in the winter, but it sounds better than the late autumn mini show or the late fall mini show. I don't know. Because it's late, right? It's late in the season. People feel like December's winter. I know it's not. Anyway, it's going up December 2nd. Tickets available soon, as soon as I figure out what the show times should be. I want to try to service as many time zones as possible, but at the same time, it's exhausting to do like six shows in a day or whatever. It's really hard until we have a better idea of how long this thing is. It'll probably be a short piece, maybe 10, 15 minutes, followed by a discussion. And the theme that we're using, I can now announce it because it looks like we've decided on it, is consent. And sort of, may not be going in the direction you think we're going with that. All right, other updates. Nerd Night gearing up for that October 20th show. Got the banner made and the ticketing up. So if you want to check that out, tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. You can watch it online. And hopefully the sound will be better than it was last month. We had a lot of audio problems. Podcasting stuff. Kate is wrapping up episode 8 right now. I've done a little more on episode 5. Hopefully we'll get a bit more done near the end of this week. Life updates. Just repeating one more time, I'm going to Canada this winter. If you're listening to this and you are also going to be in or around the Toronto and Kitchener area this winter, get in touch. Let's get together. Let's do it. Let's get together. My air conditioner is still broken. The guy hasn't even sent me his quotation yet. Contractors. They're better in Japan usually than they are in Canada in terms of responsiveness, but I'm following up on this now. All right, I think that's it. Until next week, which will actually be not next week, but a few days from now. Andrew out.